The Power FM Brekkie Show.
When I was learning to drive, I had a few roadblocks along the way.
You're not meant to drive through those, Jules. I think that's probably why the instructor was shouting at you.
Possibly, yeah.
They're but there for a reason.
We gave it a crack a few times. So we used to go driving in Mum's car, which was a manual.
Okay.
And it just gave me nightmares. And driving with my mum became so stressful for me.
Why? What was it about?
And I reckon it's because we are kind of similar.
Okay.
And she overreacts to things. And often I'd be driving and she'd be like,
oh.
Making these sounds, making me more anxious when I was in the car.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I decided I wasn't going to learn manual and I got my automatic license.
Yeah, okay, right.
So I purchased my car, my secondhand car or whatever, which is my first car.
Yeah.
And that was the car I was going to learn in, which was auto, which was great.
Yeah.
Went out driving with Dad. Smooth as.
Just a breeze, was it?
Yeah, he was just so cool, calm and collected and just, you know, very, I don't know, just so calm compared to my mum who was just, start to brake. And I'm like, we are 100 metres away from the next car.
Yeah. Just a nervous wreck behind the wheel. I get that. So you learnt in an automatic. That's fair enough, Jules. One less thing to think about. You've kind of stayed on automatic since, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd ever consider getting?
No way.
As my
dad said to me at the time, we need to eliminate as much stress on the road for you as possible because you get stressed so easily. So I think this is going to be the best course of action for you.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Jules, because a new survey has been done that has revealed that most learner drivers, the majority, actually prefer driving with Dad for essentially that exact reason. Dad is more relaxed.
It's so true, though.
I couldn't agree more. I was the same. My driving experience with Mum, she was so uptight. She'd be doing this thing where we'd be driving along and suddenly she'd be clutching and she'd be braking on like the floor in front of her. Like she's got no brake pedal there, but she'd be like pressing her feet into it.
I know the feeling.
And I would panic because I would think I've got like maybe a kid about to run out in front of me or something.
Yeah.
And I go, Mum, what's up? What? And it's like a car pulling out of a car park like a kilometre down the road.
Yep.
And that car's going to stop. Like he's just getting his bum out so he can see me. And Mum's just a nervous wreck. Dad, on the other hand, Dad was polar opposite. He was too relaxed, Jules. Like, Dad would go as far as he'd be sitting there, like, having a look at his magazine or something whilst driving. Like, he was just, like, I would say too relaxed.
Yep.
In fact, I remember one time, one of his lessons he taught me was he's like, Chris, I want to teach you to be a smooth driver. It's always good to be a smooth driver. You don't want to be doing all this jerking about behind the wheel.
Yep.
So he put a can, like a Coke can, an empty one, up on the dashboard of the car. And he said, if you can get home without that falling over, I'll give you $10. But then I was paying more attention to the damn can
Good
than I was the road.
Though. I like that tactic.
Oh, it made me a smooth driver, but it also made me kind of a distracted driver. I don't know if I'd recommend that tactic.
I would say good one, Papa Cromer. I mean, because you probably learn in Port Lincoln where less cars, I imagine.
Oh, the roads are a hell of a lot less busy in Port Lincoln. If you're waiting at a traffic light, like that's a bad day on the roads in Port Lincoln.
See, my dad took me everywhere. We went on the freeways.
Oh, you were in Melbourne, of course.
Yeah, so he took me in peak hour traffic. He took me through the city. It was great. Our only rule was we weren't allowed to have the radio on.
While you're driving, I guess that's another distraction.
He thought that was a distraction.
We need to eliminate all distractions on the road.
Especially for me.
Oh, that's really, I reckon it'd be an absolute nightmare learning to drive in a city like Melbourne because it's so stressful as it is.
I mean, I learned. I mean, I lived in Eltham, so it was nice and bushy, but when he took me into the city,
stressful.
A little bit.
Yeah. So there you go. Mums just need to
chill out a bit more.
Chill out a bit behind the wheel, apparently, according to these kids.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.